When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1187, Moving for Good, and Goals Shape the Present, Not the Future, both by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org, and I'm your very own personal narrator, Justin Mollick, reading to you from some of the best blogs on the planet. I have two posts today coming from Derek Sivers, a popular writer, speaker, business owner, musician, minimalist. He's a lot of things. Let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Moving for Good by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. You are the way you are because of what you've experienced. Your country, family, town, random circumstances, and friends shaped the way you think. If you grew up on the other side of the world, you would have a different set of values and thought patterns. But if you keep experiencing the same things, your mind keeps its same patterns, same input, same response. Your brain, which was once curious and growing, gets fixed into deep habits. Your values and opinions harden and resist change. If you don't flex, you lose your flexibility. You only really learn when you're surprised. Unless you're surprised, everything is fitting into your existing thought patterns. So to get smarter, you need to get surprised, think in new ways, and deeply understand different perspectives. With effort, you could do this from the comforts of home. But the most effective way to shake things up is to move across the world. Pick a place that's most unlike what you know and go. This keeps you in a learning mindset. Previously mindless habits like buying groceries now keep your mind open, alert, and noticing new things. New arrivals in a culture often notice what the locals don't. Fish don't know they're in water. Don't think of yourself as visiting. Say that you've moved here and mean it. Commit, immerse, go native. Form deep friendships with locals, ask lots of questions, ask them to explain things and show you how it's done. When they state a fact, ask how they know. When they state an opinion, ask for examples. At first, their values and methods will feel wrong. You'll feel the urge to tell them how it could be better, meaning more like what you know. But try to understand a perspective where they are right and you are wrong. Eventually, you'll realize that your beliefs were not correct. They were just a quaint local culture of where you grew up. You are a product of your environment. Every country has a shared and working philosophy. Dive in and really try to understand it. This is one of the best things you can do for your brain. Stay immersed at least until you feel yourself saying we instead of they. Then, if you want to keep your brain actively learning and growing forever, keep moving across the world and immersing like this for the rest of your life. Goals Shape the Present, Not the Future by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. You have a goal you've been putting off. You want to do it someday. You've been meaning to take real action on it, but could use more motivation. Let it go. It's a bad goal. If it was a great goal, you would have jumped into action already. You wouldn't wait. Nothing would stop you. Goals are not to improve the future. The future doesn't really exist. It's only in our imagination. All that really exists is the present moment and what you do in it. Judge a goal by how well it changes your actions in the present moment. A bad goal makes you say, I want to do that someday. A great goal makes you take action immediately. A bad goal is foggy, vague, and distant. A great goal is so clear, specific, and close, you can almost touch it. This is crucial to keep you going. A bad goal makes you say, I'm not sure how to start. With a great goal, you know exactly what needs to be done next, even if it's just a phone call. A bad goal makes you say, let me sleep on it. A great goal makes you say, I can't sleep. I was up until 2 doing this, then got up at 7 to do it some more. A bad goal makes you say, that'd be nice. A great goal makes you say, oh my God, yes, that would be amazing. I can't wait. A bad goal makes you say, I'll do it as soon as I do this other stuff. A great goal is so interesting and important that you can't be distracted. Some goals seem great. They impress your friends. I'm going to bike across India. Satisfy an old wish. I want to go into space. Or are good for you. I'm going to lose 30 pounds. But unless it changes your actions right now, it's not a great goal. Find another variation that excites you. Lastly, remember that the daily actions have to be exciting too. Speak fluent Italian may sound nice, but take Italian lessons an hour a day for 2 years has to excite you just as much, or you'll never stick with it. You just listened to the post titled Moving for Good and Goals Shape the Present, Not the Future, both by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. The Moving for Good post was actually written for Tynan's book. Tynan's another author I narrate here with permission, just a fun fact for you. But that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from a new author for this show, so I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.